My name is Michaela. I'm 16. Today is Sunday, November 25th. I am speaking with Liam Barrett, who is my mother, and we are in Novelty, Ohio. All right. What do you think your parents' biggest mistake was when raising you?
Probably keeping me home more often than letting me going out with friends, because we were out in the country kind of secluded, so.
Do you feel like it affected you as an adult that they kept you home more?
Not really, but going out and meeting people and throwing myself out there and putting myself out there is more of a challenge until I get to know people to fully immerse myself with them.
What's your favorite moment with Jonathan?
Well, we've been together a while, but one thing that really stands out is when I was having my C-section with Logan and the doctor had to have him sit down because he's ready to pass out.
Okay, follow-up question. Is there any moment that, like, you'll never forget other than that moment?
Well, similar to that, when I first told him I was pregnant,
he almost fell over. He almost fell over.
Yes.
Wait, so that one was with Logan?
Yes. Well, who else would it be?
I can't. What was one mistake you made with raising me?
I would probably say one of your last friends, trusting her to be around you.
Do you feel like it's going to affect me as an adult?
Well, seeing how now she's out of your life and you've got healthy friendships and relationships now, I feel maybe that time was a great teaching moment. So you know what is healthy relationships versus unhealthy relationships.
Who do you think is the best role model as a friend?
I don't think I could pick just one. They all have such unique personalities, and between all of the friends, they're all great kids. They all bring something to the table, and how they all interact together, you just couldn't ask for better kids.
Do you feel like I would be able to keep them as friends throughout my adulthood?
At the rate you're going, I would say yes. I might have to start charging rent for how much they're over at the house, so I don't see them going anywhere anytime soon.
So who's your favorite kid and why?
Oh, sorry to break it to you, but probably your little brother. He's 7 years old. He's still so cute and innocent, and he gives the best mommy hugs because he's still fits perfectly in that squishy hug position.
What are one of my flaws that I'm not your favorite child?
I don't know. It might be that teenage mouth.
Do you see me being your favorite child when I'm an adult?
I honestly don't think I would have a favorite child when you guys are adults. You all have qualities that I love and qualities that drive me nuts. So there's hard to pick one favorite out of all of those. If you notice, what I said about Logan was not anything that was bad against you or your sister, or better, because you guys were all my favorites when you were little, because you're cute and innocent. But you and your sister are now getting older, and he's still cute and innocent.
What's one quality I have that you like? If there are any.
Well, you're mature enough that I know I can count on you for anything.
Care to explain?
Well, say I get stuck at work and I know the other two are going to have full bellies when they get home because you're going to feed them. You get their homework done. You help out immensely with the important things. And you care.
I feel proud now. Okay, what was your favorite job? Like, either in past or present?
Well, I really like working at Punderson right now just because the position we're in, I can stay at home more often, but still go out and have, you know, the adult friendships that I have at work. As a teenager, my first job was at McDonald's and wasn't necessarily the work, but we had a blast there when I was younger. So I'd say really it depends on the job. It's the people that you work with.
Who's your favorite employee?
I don't really have one. Sorry, Michaela.
I work with you, Mom.
Sorry.
What was your favorite part about moving out here?
To get away from my mother-in-law.
I'm sure Raider said stories like this would come up. Let's elaborate.
No, just really a change of scenery. My last job, you know, has stressing with the owner's wife and some other things that were going on and just making a clean, fresh start.
Do you feel like the school district is going to benefit us or is it going to be rough?
What do you mean by rough?
Like, do you think we would have had a better, like, better grades here or back at our old school?
Well, seeing the differences between you at the high school level and your brother and sister in the elementary school, back home, the schools, I believe, were inadequate compared to the school here now. Emily in fifth grade is struggling to catch up just because of how far behind they were there. I believe a teaching style is better here. It's more advanced. I feel they care more about the kids than on just passing them through. I believe you guys are going to get a better education here than you would have back home.
What was your favorite memory as a child?
Does I remember that far back?
Yes.
I don't know.
Is there like one memory that stood out to you in either a good or a bad way?
I mean, I always liked going down to Florida to see my grandmother when she was there and then going to the beach, you know. Do you remember finding a big giant turtle in one of the sand dunes? So, I mean, that was always nice. But I don't know. I'm old. I can't remember that far back.
Did you happen to remember if you named the turtle?
Nope.
What was your favorite childhood pet?
Probably my one cat, Gray. He was my first one that was mine.
Is there a memory with Gray that stuck out?
Not really.
Well, okay.
I'm old. I don't remember that stuff.
What was your favorite memory with me when I was younger, like infant toddler age?
Oh my gosh. Remember the one time we were just messing around, I lift you up over my head, and then you know, doing the cooing noises and everything that moms do, and then you're right above my head, and I'm laying down, and you just spit up all over me and into my mouth. Oh my gosh. I don't think I'll ever forget that.
Okay. I don't even know where to move on with that.
You were an inventive child.
Do you remember what my first word was, and when did I say it?
You tried to say pap.
Pap, for reference, is my mom's dad.
And you weren't even a year, but I don't quite remember.
Do you remember my siblings' first words?
They were both mom.
How do you feel that my first word wasn't mom?
Well, considering there is such a close relationship that you had with my dad, you know, at the time, I was a little peeved about it. But since the other two said mom, I'm okay with it.
Do you favor me less as a child since I didn't say mom?
No. No, at least it was my dad, not his dad. So.
What was one of your favorite moments, like, in high school? Like, what was school like for you?
Well, I graduated and said goodbye.
Okay, well, what was school like when you went to Clarion?
Typical. I mean, you go, you learn, you put your time in, and, you know, I did the sports, I was in choir, I did, you know, some of the musical theaters, and, yeah, I had a great time then, you know, had a blast while I was younger, but being older is kind of a blip on the radar now, and kind of like put it past me and go on. I mean, I haven't thought about that kind of stuff forever.
How do you think, like, what's different from when you were in school to your kids being in school now? Like, the learning, education, any of it?
Well, seeing back then, at least back home, schools had funding. They had their football teams. They had all their stuff. And then back home, all these schools are shutting their programs down and consolidating classes and schools and teams even just because of lack of funding. And, you know, there wasn't such a drug presence. I mean, the school I went to at the time, it wasn't, I mean, of course, every school has their issues, but it wasn't so bad. And then probably 10 years after I graduate, there are kids getting busted at school for hard drugs, and it is sad.
What? You remember when we all did 4-H, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it benefited us in a, like, did it benefit us mostly in a good way, and why?
I would say so. You got to humble yourself with having to care for an animal from beginning to slaughter date. I mean, you got to find out how hard it was to work those animals to build the proteins, to give them the right nutrition, and you realize all the steps it took to do that. It's not just, hey, look, there's a pretty animal and done. It's sacrifice. It's early mornings. It's you and me screaming back and forth to get out of bed and get out there and work your animal, or, you know, those cold, rainy days trudging through to get done. It's a lot of self-sacrifice, and you had to do that for the sake of the animal because you wanted to better the animal and you wanted to do well for yourself too. So taking that into your own life, you're going to carry those values into future relationships, knowing you can put time into those relationships. You have to put work into them. It doesn't just happen. Nothing is perfect. Everything takes work and dedication. And if it's worth it, you put it in.
Since you were there with me for all of my 4-H animals, which would you say I showed, like, as a showman, which animal did I show better, sheep or goats?
Definitely the goats, because you were so tiny when you did those sheep. They were massive against you. And you were just too small to really handle them. I mean, they overpowered you big time.
I still tried, and I did a good job.
You tried. You got an A for effort, but they were, I mean, you were up to their chest. That's about it.
Yeah.
So.
Which 4-H animal would you say had the most impact on me, and which one did I cry over the most?
I don't know. Big Mary was my favorite.
I love Big Mary.
He was a big thing. Had attitude. You two were just two peas in a pod.
I also like Bay, my one goat. He was really nice.
I like Big Mary, though. Get his fat ass to get up that hill.
How do you think I'm going to succeed as an adult? And what career choice do you think would suit me best? Just knowing my personality.
Oh, probably an attorney, because you don't stop bitching and arguing and fighting when you don't get your way. But you're also compassionate, so something along the lines of a humanitarian. Personally, I think anything you really set your mind to, if you want it enough, I believe you can accomplish it. But it's going to have to be on your terms, not on anybody else's, because if you're told to do something, it ain't going to happen.
Do any of your tattoos have, like, a meaning or purpose?
Not really. My first one I got right after I turned 18. My parents allowed me. They went with me. My dad thought I should get something cute and tiny, like maybe a little butterfly or a little flower. And, you know, me trying to rebel a little bit, I decided to get a tribal gecko, which is so not tiny or feminine or anything like that. So that would probably have the most meaning, although I could change it now, I probably would have gotten the little flower or something cute and petite. But that was kind of just, you know, to rebel against my parents. So, note to all you guys, listen to your parents the first time.
When I go to get my first tattoo, would there be any preference, or would you just tell me, like, to keep it something meaningful?
Well, I say meaningful to you now, but probably just, I don't know, to see it. You know it when you see it. You see all this stuff on Facebook of all these bad tattoos, and some of them are pretty horrid, especially where they place them and what they are. You just gotta make sure that, you know, when you're old and wrinkly and saggy, that it's in the right spot, you know, and it's the right shape. God knows what they're gonna look like, and your grandkids like, Grandma, what's that? And make sure it's something that's gonna hold its shape.
Did either of your tattoo placings hurt bad?
Oh, yeah, the one that I got on my lower back, because it was on my spine, it bled quite a bit, and they were hitting my nerves, and it almost made me pass out because of it. Not from the pain, but from how he was doing it. Of course, it wasn't the best place to go. It was some guy's house that had his own little shop there.
Oh no.
But just remember, go to a reputable place.
How do you feel your kids have impacted and changed your life? Let's try to keep it a positive note.
Well, I always knew I wanted to be a mom. So, I mean, it's not like having you guys really changed too much in that aspect. You know, I was the oldest sibling. You know, there's only 2 years apart between my brother and 4 with my sister. And I was always...
You had, like, the mom
being
instinct.
The mom, I was always wanting to teach them or play school or be the domineering, protective one. And so I knew that I wanted to be a mom. And just you guys, I mean, you're everything to me. I'd be lost without you.
Is there one memory with all three of us that stick out?
With all three. You guys have quite a few ages in between. I guess maybe just moving over this way, you know, coming and looking for houses, finding ones that you guys like, knowing this is going to be our future, that
yeah.
We're leaving everything that we knew, taking a giant leap of faith, and starting over, and how well you guys took it, and I mean, that's probably the best memories with all of you together, is just that, I mean, looking for the future.
I mean, I didn't take it that well.
Well, not at first, but when you realize you didn't have a say or a choice,
there's nothing I can really do about it.
And then you started getting into the process of looking for the houses. You kind of, it got a little bit better.
Are you happy with the friend group I'm in right now?
No complaints so far.
Do you feel like my friends are your kids now? Because of how much they're over here.
Well, yeah, I really wouldn't want it any other way. I mean, if you're going to have friends in the house, I want them to be able to get along with Jonathan and myself, get along with your brother and sister. If they're in my home, I want them to feel welcomed. I don't want anybody to have to walk on eggshells or be worried about anything. I want, if they're having a rough time with something and they can't go to their parents, to feel comfortable enough to come to me to help. Just, I want it to be a safe haven, and I hope that they can feel safe while they're here, too.
Do you ever feel like my friends are too comfortable here?
No, Jimmy. I don't know what to say about him.
What about Dylan or Hannah?
No, they're just where they should be.
What was your first impression when you met Jonathan for the first time?
Well, considering the very first time I was still married to your dad and Jonathan was his boss, didn't really think of him that way at all. So, very first impression, I mean, is his boss. I don't know. Then after a while, we would go, him and a girl he was seeing, and your dad and I, you know, we'd start hanging out at bars, I mean, go dancing and whatnot. I mean, he's a great guy as a friend. I mean, I didn't get to really know him too much because, you know, with your dad, so I didn't.
Yeah.
But then after your dad and I had separated and going through divorce, he found me and get this. Yeah, I'm old enough. It was on MySpace. That he asked me if I was doing okay. You know, and how things were going and, you know, stuff of that nature. And then we started talking and, you know, he came over and we, you know, started hanging out. And he was trying to help me get through separation and a divorce and considering I had just given birth to your sister, like, 2 months before that, if that. You know, he was being my best friend. So.
What's one quality in Jonathan you hope I find in my future relationship for, like, my husband?
Someone that can be your other half to complete you. He is totally opposite than me because I am so high strung and so have to get it done now, and he just makes me find patience to the point where I feel like I'm going to snap. He is the calming force that grounds me and brings me back down. So I hope you find someone that can be your opposite, that will be that for you, that will be your rock too, the person you can go to when you need someone to vent to, someone, anything to, someone, no secrets, no anything, you're 100% yourself, you know, someone that will make you want to be a better person, not for them, but because of them, you can be.
Do you sometimes feel like I'm like you too much?
You're carbon copy, child.
Okay, well, is it mainly a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I would hope it's a good thing. I like myself.
No, I meant for you. Like, do you find me being basically exactly like you a good or a bad thing?
Well, we clash because they're too much like me.
But
I think it's a good thing because I'm very self-sufficient. I can get things taken care of. I don't need a man. I want a man. So, but for you, yeah, I think we're good.
Trying to think of another good question. Do you have a close relationship with your parents?
I did, but since moving out here, you know, don't get to talk to them as much. But when you do have a good relationship, it doesn't matter the amount of times you talk. It's the quality. So, I mean, I still have a good relationship. It's not like the distance has changed all that. I mean, you pick up right where you left off like it was yesterday, and it could be several weeks in between. I mean, between with them working and them having bad self-service at their house and stuff like that. But they know that they're loved. I know they love me, so that's all that matters. I don't need the validation of hearing from them every single day to know that.
Do you hope that our relationship stays the same, or do you want it to, like, change in a way when we're both older?
Well, considering 2 years ago...
Let's not get into that.
You were a monster.
All right, thank you.
That since moving out here, our relationship has grown and has now gone back to where it had started prior to being a 14-year-old menace.
Let's not talk about that. All good things here. All good things.
But we're back on track to where we were. And even though I'm your mom, I'd like to think that we have a relationship where I can be your friend. But then you also are aware of when I mean business, I am all mom. There is no friend.
Yeah.
But I also want you to know that if something were to happen, that unlike a mom that you would be afraid to talk to, my interest would lie in making sure that you are safe beyond whether you did right or wrong. Such as maybe you go out to a party and you have too many and you're not supposed to. but that you call because you need to get home safe instead of doing something stupid or being in a scary environment, or you and your friends go somewhere you're not supposed to be, the car breaks down, but you know you're not supposed to be there, so you guys break out. I'd rather get the call to come get you, so they know you got home safe, than getting, yeah, you're going to get in trouble for being there, but I'd rather you guys be safe than sorry. You won't get in as much trouble if you're honest, but let's face it, you're always going to get in trouble, but.
Okay, last question. Do you feel like I spend too much time at home, or would you rather me stay home more instead of go out?
So I think you do pretty good right now. You're home quite a bit, but you go out every once in a while. I mean, it's getting colder out. You were out doing more things during the summer and beginning part of the school year. Obviously, during the summer with the whole moving, you didn't really have a chance to, but hopefully this coming spring and summer gets nice.
Yeah, because I'll have a car.
You hope.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, I hope. I'm paying for some of it.
When it's cold out, people tend to stay in anyhow. Well, except for your friends. They tend to stay in my house.
Yeah, just like the other day.
So where they're going out, you're staying in.
Yeah.